We have Linda come up here, if you would, sister. We took some time specifically to pray for Jason last week, prayed for Terry and Sandy, and prayed for Linda, her grandson, Jess, prayed for Laura and her surgery. And I just wanted to have a few testimonies about what the Lord is doing and then continue to pray. So Linda Hughes, everybody. Don't we love Linda Hughes so much? I just love Linda Hughes. Tell us that.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to say God is good, when I know all of you know that, but he really is good. I want to thank the church body. I want to thank Jonathan. I want to thank my small group. My small group is like a hotline. I mean, if you need instant prayer, you get on a small group. Anyway, Jess is supposed to supposedly get out of ICU today. So it's been a long haul. He's had ankle surgery this week. They were able to remove the breathing tube so he can speak. But what he's speaking for is ice. So what they're rationing is ice cubes. So anyway, they've got him on a thickening meal, which is like pudding and applesauce, which is really his thing, but that's what he's on now. So what's next? I'm not quite sure. He's still got the fracture in his skull at the base of his neck. It's a day at a time, but now we can say a day at a time. When he first went in, the nurse said it was minute by minute. So the Lord's carried him through so much in the last 2 weeks, and I am so thankful, and I thank the church. His daughter's name is Finley.
And how old is she?
She's 8.
8 years old. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to keep Jess in our prayers. So thank you. I was just so encouraged. We last week paused and did that, and then Linda sent me a text within, I don't know, 12, 18 hours of the fact that he got off the breathing machine and was turned a corner. So praise the Lord for prayer. Laura Gillis, our sweet sister here, who's been through the gamut of surgeries, and we said thank you on your behalf last week, by the way. And what's the testimony? What's the Lord doing?
So I've had like health issues since last February, right? Just these weird things happening back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And then in August, I had surgery on my face from basal cell. And then I had to come back and have this. This is just a week old, but it's healing really quickly. And as I was driving home, or I wasn't driving home, as Chase was driving home from the surgery, the Lord just brought to my heart, and I don't know scripture very well, but when the friends of the paralyzed man took him to Jesus, and Jesus said, "It's through your friend's faith that you are healed," and that touched me because I know how many people were praying for me. And it's not my prayers that healed me, but it was all of your prayers that brought me through. And I just want to thank you for that. And I haven't been here for a long time. And coming back, it's just like, whoa, I've missed my family. Thank you so much.
Good job. Good job. We love you. We love you, Laura. Keep Laura in your prayers, yes, if you would. Continued healing.